I'll tell you, Amy, the Shamin Lil Reb Shimon, when do we hear from Reb Shimon over here? The Ozel Af Bos Yediya. It just says he goes after the Yediya with the Chet. In other words, Reb Shimon says you have to realize you did the Avera when you did the Avera. In other words, if you did the Avera when he was a Hedyit, when he was a regular Kohen. So if he realizes he did the Avera then, even though later he's Nishtan, he became a Kohen Gadol, he has the Chiv of a Korban as a regular Hedyit. But if the idea was after he was appointed to be a Kohen Gadol, then Reb Shimon says he's Potter. So what do you see? Af bos yediya, but the ozo bos yediya v'lo yozo bos echet mishamet lei. We don't see to say that now that his body changed, like now that it became a Kohen Gadol, the chur we should say. If he realizes now that it did the Aveirum, he should have to bring the korban like a Kohen Gadol. And that we're not saying here. Because him Cain, if so, lacy korban ki dahashta. Why doesn't he bring a korban the way he is right now? Meshuach, if he's a Kohen Gadol, par, he should bring a par for the chet that he did. The nasi, if he was appointed to be the nasi of Klal Yisrael, Sawyer, he should bring the Sawyer. So who you see in the Kohen Reb Shimon, we don't say the svar of Ishtani Gufa. Because it would be Ishtani Gufa to say, since now he's a Kohen Gadol, we should go as he is right now. And if right now he realizes he did the chet, he should have to bring a korban the way he is right now. And even Reb Shimon doesn't say that. Reb Shimon only says that if when he did the Aveira, he was a regular Kohen. And then he became a Kohen Gadol. And he realized he did the Aveira then, he's potter from the korban. So you see, you don't say Ishtani Gufa changes it completely. Otherwise, he should be chayav the korban the way he is right now. So you see, even Reb Shimon doesn't say this. So the Gemara says, therefore, Rabbi Yechon Latano, Rabbi Yechon tells the Tana like this, Tony, learn like this. Tidun beskila ena chanami. There's no machlekes. Everybody agrees, still she gets skila. Rashi says, Tona, the Tona kama, the high, the Tona shila. That is before we wanted to say that the Nara Marosa, if they first pass in the Shaila when she comes a Bageris, that she doesn't get skila, because it's Nishtana Gufa. She gets only chenik. He says, no, don't learn that. So, Homalei Rabbi Yechon Latana. Rabbi Yechon told that Tana, Tani, learn like this. Tidim beskila? No, she still gets skila. Since at the time when she did the Aveira, she was a Nara Hamarosa. She was a Nara that had Erisim with her husband. And she lived with another man. The Lacharis, she's Chayiv skila. Even though now she's a Bageris, her body changed. So what? We don't say Ishtani Gufa. We say rather, since at the time when she did the Aveira, she was a Nara, still she gets skila. Said the Gemara, I, the Amai, why is it that way? I, Nara, Hamaros, Omrachmona. I, the Torah says, which girl gets skila? Only if she's a Nara, Hamarosa. Mashmi has to have both Tanoim, she has to be a Nara and a Hamarosa. And here she's a Bageris, but the Gemara, Bahai Bagerisi. And over here she's a Bageris. We're talking about now that Bezdin first passed in the Shiloh when she became 12 and a half years old. Now she's a Bageris. So, why don't we say, since she's a Bageris right now, she can't get Skila, rather we have to give a Chenik? Sakai, you're telling me no, still she gets Skila. And for the Gemara, Hanara, Hanara, Shoisekvar. The Pasuk says Hanara. Hanara means we go after the time when she did the Aveira. As long as at the time when she lived with the other men, she was a Nara, even though now when Bezdin paskens the Shaila, she's a Bageris, so what? That's the Dikh from the Pasuk Hanara. The Rashi says, Hanara for Hoitziyu as Hanara. The Pasuk says, take out that Nara. For Loitziv Yoitziyuhu. Doesn't just some say take her out. But it says rather, Hoitziyu as Hanara. So we dash of the extra word Hanara, Shoysa Kvar. That means, Viafa Pi Sheno Achshav. Even though now at the time when Bezdin wanted to give her the Misa, she's 12 and a half. She's 13 years old already. She's not a Nara, she's a Bageris. But still, since the question is that at the time when she was a Nara, she lived with another man, she has a chiyuv of skila on her, and Bezdin would still give a skila even though now she's a Bageris. So that's the maskana, that we don't say the svar of Ishtani Gufa. Even though her body changes, so what? We go after the time when she did the Aveira. Oh, Malay, Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Eloi, Ihochi, if so, Milke Nami Loki, Omeya Sela Nami Lishalim. Like, how come if so, if the husband is a Maitzi Shemra, and now she's a Bageris, so how come the husband doesn't get Malkus for it? Or doesn't have to pay Kenas? Halacha is if the husband is moitzi shemra, that means he says upon his wife that she lived with another man, and later we prove that he's wrong. She didn't live with any other man. So halacha is the Torah says the husband gets malchus, and he has to pay $100 worth of kenas. So that's only when she's a nara. But if now when he's moitzi shemra, she's a bageris, he doesn't have to pay. The question is why? Luchuri's be moitzi shemra that when she was a nara, she lived with another man. So Chura say the same svara. Since he say that when she was a nara, she did something wrong, why doesn't he get malchus? So Gemara says, Omale answers back, that's not a kash like. Rachmona nitzlan mahaydaita. Like Rachmona nitzlan from you. In other words, you're making a mistake. Don't ask those questions. That's not a question. We'll soon see why not. And Adarabba, they answered back, no. Rachmona nitzlan midaita didoch. Just the opposite. What you're saying is very shver. Like, how could you make a difference? If you tell me now how Nara says that even though she's a Begeris, since she was a Nara, then she gets Gila, so why doesn't she get, he have to pay Kanas if he's lying? Why doesn't he get Malchus? And the other one says, no, that's not Kasha. Like we'll soon see, Malchus is different and Skila is different. Now why? The Gemara says like this. For time am I, what's talk of the reason? How could you make a difference to say that she does get Skila, even though now she's a Begeris? But if the husband is moitzi shemra now when she's a bageris, he does not get kenas, or he does not have to get malchus. Why? Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avin, v'itaymer Rav Yitzchak bar Abba, zu maiseh garmalo, v'zeh akim asvosiv garmalo. That's the svar over here. That look what happens over here. Zu maiseh garmalo. Why do we give this lady skila? Why are we killing her? For what reason? That she lived with another man. When did she live with the other man? When she was a Nara Hamarasa. So therefore, she deserves to get Skila. Even though now when we go to Bezdin, it's 12 months later, and she's a Begeris now, but so what? We're giving a Skila for the Averis she did. When she did the Averis, she was a Nara. Therefore, she gets Skila. But Zu Maiseh Gormalo. What does that mean? We'll see, like it says here. Yeah. Zu Maiseh Gormalo means because she's Anoyi. Why does she get Skila? Because she lived with another man when she was Narusa. When did that happen? Nara's Anoyi. She was a Nara at the time when she had this nus with another man. Therefore, we give a Skila. Mashenke in the klal of Moitzi Shemra. If the husband speaks bad about his wife and says Sheker, and we find out later that he said a lie, he gets Malkus to husband, and we give him Kenas. Now, what's Mechayiv and what did he do wrong that we give him this Kenas? V'zeh akima svosav gormaloi. The fact the husband opened up his big fat mouth and lied. That the husband went to Bezdin and complained and says that my wife lived with another man. She didn't have Sulim. See, most probably is a Zayin. She lived with some different man. And really, we find out later the husband is lying. So for what Maisa does the husband get his Kenas for? For the lie that he said. So we have to go back to the time when he said it. If he said it when she was already a Begeris, so there's no Parsha of Kenas. The Torah says the Parsha of Moitzi Shemra. If you talk bad about your wife, that you get Kenas and you get Malkus, that's only if you talk bad about your wife when she's a Nara. But if you talk bad about your wife when she's already a Begeris, there's no Parsha of Kenas. So that's the difference.
I don't understand.
Yeah?
Because of the time.
So the Zel Akim Asvosav Gormaloi. Amos Ka Mechayiv, Hishasa. When are we Mechayiv the husband for the time when he said a lie? Vishasa Begeris Avoy. The time when he started to lie, she's a Begeris, therefore he doesn't have to pay the Kenas. Tana Rabbonim, look like this. Nara Hamarasa. Taka Nara that had Erison only Kedushin with a man. Shazinsa. She has Nus with another man. The Lacher is Cyclonisa. She gets Gila. Al Pesach Besavia. You have to go and kill her by her father's house. Again, where the Adam came later after she had Nisuyin, like we had yesterday. What about Ein Lo Pesach Beisav? Let's say the father doesn't have a house. Is Saikla Noisa Pesach Sharir? Ahi. Then we go to the gates of that city. Uve'ir Sharuba Yertichovim. What's going to be in a case where most people living in the city are Goyim? Then Saikla Noisa Pesach Bezdin. Then we go to the Bezdin, the gates of Bezdin. That's where we give this Nara Marosa, we give her Skila. The same type of halacha we have atoimer ho'ayved avodas kechovim. The same type of halacha if somebody worships avodas zara. And the pasuk says, "Soik lenoisoi." We have to give him skila al shar shavat boy. We have to give him skila on the gate of the city where he did the avodas zara, where he worshipped. Even though, let's say, they took him to another ear to pasken halacha, he did the avera in San Francisco. and they passed him the shayla here in L.A. When they go to give him skila, they asked again, take him back to the Shara Ir to San Francisco, where he did the Aveira. What about to the Ir Shirubi Adichovim? Let's say San Francisco is the city that most of them are going there. Then circle Noisia Pesach Bezdin. Then we take her to the gates of Bezdin and give a skila by that place. So kitzur, different halachas here, where exactly we give the skila. If by your father's house, if there's no father's house, then the Shar Ir, and if there's Rav Avdikachovim there, then we go to the Shar of Bezdin. For the Gemara Minoha Nemili, how do we know these Yisoidis? How do we know this? The Tana Rabban, it sounds like we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Shor Recha. Zer Shar Shovat Boy. It says by Shirashi says, Shor Recha, but you avoid this Kachovim Ksiv. The Pasuk says in Devorim Yitzayin, Voitseisra Seishahu, or Yeseishahi, Asherosa. That if a man or lady worship the Avodah Zarah, we take her out and kill her by the Shar, says Shor Recha. So we dash in Zer Shar Shovat Boy. It means the gate of the city where they did the Avodah Zarah. Ah, to Oimer Shar Shovat Boy. You're telling me now it means the gate of the city where they worship the Avodah Zarah. Oh, Yaino, maybe not El Shar Shenidin Boy. It means the gate of the city where they pass in the Shiloh. Like even though they did the Avera in San Francisco, but if they're passing the Shaila here in L.A., maybe you kill her in this city. Nema Sharecha Lamata. It says Sharecha Lamata. V'nema Drashi Lamata means our apostle here, but say who? El Sharecha. Now a parashi of Avodah Zarah, it says Sharecha. Now V'nema Sharecha Lamala. In the Psukim before, it also says the word Sharecha. So Rashi says, L'Avodah Zkechovim Ksiv. Oy esishi asherosa olamala rashi said no sherech olamala ki yimtza bikir b'cho b'yechot sherecha toho vada b'oyser shah shavut by avera. Here the pasuk says clearly the shah of the city where it did the avera. So ma sherech olamala, just like on the pasuk on the first pasuk says clearly we kill them in the city where they did the avodah zarah in shah shavut by is af sherech olamata. Same thing the second pasuk that says sherech over there also means Shah Shavat Boy. We have to give them skila in the city where they did the Avodah Zarah. To Avracha, another pshat is like this. Sharecha v'loy shari oivdikachovim. Sharecha, when do we kill her or the man by the gate of the city? Only if the city is roiv Yisraelim. But if the city is roiv oivdikachovim, then we don't kill them by the gate of the city. For at the Gemara, hi Sharecha afiktei. We use this pasuk Sharecha already. This is the Sharecha to teach us that you have to kill them in the city where they did the Avodah Zarah. So how could you learn out two drushes from the same word Sharecha? Sharecha means in the city where she did the Avodah Zarah, and also you're telling me it means only Sharecha of a Jewish city, and not a city that rolled by Goyim there. So where it says, Imkain, if it only meant to teach us the Shar of the city that she did the Avodah Zarah, Lei Makro Shar. Let it just say the gate. Now we know it means the gate of the city. My Sharecha, how come it says the extra Yurecha, Sharecha, Shemamina Tarti? Come teach us two things. That when do you have to kill them by the gate of the city, if it's a Jewish city? But if it's a Goyish city, rove people there, a Goyim, then you go to the Shar of Bezdin and not to the Sharir. Now, Nara Amarosa Minolan, how do we know by a Nara Amarosa that Bezdin gives a skila, the same thing? We have to kill him if there's no Pesach Beisav, if the father doesn't have a house. So we have to go to the gates of the city. How do we know that? Omer Bavua, Goma Pesach mi Pesach. It says Pesach here and Pesach over there. Or Pesach mi Shar, and it says over there the word Pesach and the word Shar. And once we have the word Shar, v'Shar mi Sharecha, that's the way you learn out. So Rashi says, Asmach to the Rabbanon B'Yalma, Sivocha Pesach Be'Saviyya. It says, By Nara Marosa, Pesach Be'Saviyya. Or Siv Be'Mishkan, Mosach Pesach Sharachotzer. So Ma Pesach Ovid B'Mishkan, Shar Imoy, it says the word Pesach there, and also as if it says the word Shar, it says the word Shar there also. Is Av Pesach Omakan, the same thing here, when it says Pesach of Be'Saviyya, Shar Imoy, it's as if it says the word Shar with it. V'Hoda Gomar, Ha'ishah Misharech Omid B'Avodah Zarah. Just like it says, B'Avodah Zarah, Misharecha, that you have to kill the person that worshipped the Avodah Zarah, first by the city, the gate of the city that it worshipped by, and if not there, then by the Bezdin, the same Allah is applied by Nara Marosa. In the case where she does not have father, does not own a house, there's no Pesach Beisav, then first you have to go to the gates of the city that she did the Avodah, that she did the Achet, the Znus, and if the rove of the city is Goyim, then you go to the Shar of the Bezdin. Tana Rabbonin. ha-moitzi shemra, if a man is moitzi shemra on his wife. That means after he has an assume with her the first night, he lives with her, he comes to Bezin the next day saying, I didn't find Basulim with my wife. Or else he even comes with false Edim to say that the Edim say his wife lived with another man these last few months after she was Mekadesha to you. And then we find out the husband is lying. It's all a fake. He's a liar. So the din is Leike. The husband gets Malkus. For Nisin Meyasela. Also, he has to pay $100 of Kenas. We have Yehuda Weimer. Lilkais Leike Mikomokim. That's for sure. Anytime the husband is Meishi Shemra, he gets Malkus. But Meyasela, that we get the Kenas of paying the $100, that's Boal Nisin. Only if the husband lived with his wife the night of the Chuppah. And then the next day comes in Moisi Shemra, and it's a false, then he gets the Knas of Meya Kesef. Leibol, let's say the husband didn't even bother living with his wife that night, but rather Stam, he went to Bezin right away the next day and complained with false Edim that she has nus with another man. The Lachar is then ain't a Nisin. He does not have to pay Knas. Satsa Machloikis, if a husband did not even live with his wife, and he's a Moisi Shemra on her, does he have to pay the Knas or not? Mashma Malkus, everybody holds he does get. But to pay Knas, one Rabbi Yehuda said this only if he had Bia, if he lived with his wife first. So what's the Machlokes? So Gemara says, Koniflege Beplukta, the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Rabbonin. This is the Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Rabbonin. Vochikom, this is what he means to say, it's like this. This is what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say, or the Bryce means to say, that Ha-Moitzi Shemra, when a man says false Shemra on his wife, he says that his wife lived with another man, B'shas Erison. He brings even Edom on it. The Lachar is Leika. The husband gets Malkus for that. The Noisein Meya sell, and he has to pay the Kenas of $100, Bein Boal, Bein Shalai Boal, Karabonin. That's the Rabbonin Shita. Whether the husband lived with his wife the night of the Chuppah, or whether he didn't live with her that night, still if he's Moitzi Shemra, he has to get Malkus and Kenas. Rabbi Yehuda, I may know. Lilkois Leika. That I agree. For the Moitzi Shemra, he always gets Malkus. Mikol Makim. Because whether he did live with her, whether he didn't live with her, he gets Malkus. Meya Sela, that as the Torah says, the Moitzi Shemra, the husband, has to pay $100 Kenas, that's only Boal Nisin. If the husband first lived with his wife, and then the next day went to Bezin to complain that she was a Zayin, she's a Soitish, lived with another man, and we come out to find the husband is a liar, then he has to pay a Kenas. But Leibol, if the husband did not live with his wife first, ain't a Nisin, does not have to give a Kenas. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that's like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So Kitzur, Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, and the Tanakama holds like Rabbanim know that you always have to pay Kenas, Bein Bol, Bein Leibol. And he could the army something like this. I tell you, no, Kula, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The whole Bryce is going like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Lachi Koma, here's what the Bryce means to say. Ha moitzi shemra, when a husband says dead about his wife that she lived with another man, like the noisein sela, that the husband gets malchus for moitzi shemra if we prove him that he's a liar, and also he has to pay meir kesef. For who shabal? But you should know only if the husband first lived with his wife. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, lilkais like mikomakim. Yehuda says no. According to the Tanakama, even malchus he only get if the husband lived with his wife first. According to this pshat, if the husband did not live with his wife first, and Stam is Moitzi Shemra, he doesn't even get Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, no. Lilkais Leike Mekomakim. Whether he did live with her yet, whether he didn't live with her yet, he's Moitzi Shemra, he gets Malkus, that's for sure. The question is only about the Kenas. That Rabbi Yehuda also agrees, that for the Kenas of money, you have to live with her, like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. But the chiddush in his brayser is that if he didn't live with her first, the Tanakhama says it doesn't even get Malkus. Now the Gemara says, is that true? V'savar Rabbi Yehuda, lilkais leike mikomakim, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the husband always gets Malkus, whether he did live with her first or whether he didn't live with her first, is that true? For Tanya will learn like this, Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Boal Leike, if the husband first lived with his wife, made a chuppah, made an asuyin, and then he's Moitzi Shemra, and we find out that he's a liar, he gets Malkus. But Leibol, if the husband did not live with his wife first, but right away he went to complain and brought Edim, false Edim, that she was a Saita, ain't a Leike. Says clearly she does not get Malkus. So go to see Rabbi Yehuda. Some Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, and Achnami, made the Erice Rav Yudol, he does not get Malkus. But that first of Yehuda says in the Bryce, he does get Malkus, Makis Madis Midrabon. It means Midrabon attack, he gets Malkus because he was Moshe Shemra. But Midiraitza, though, his sheet is also Baal. The Pasha of Moshe Shemra is the first husband, lives with his wife. And then he goes to Bezdin to complain, it's Moshe Shemra, and says, lies to Bezdin and says, I didn't find she had Psulim, and I know she lived with another man. That's when he gets Malkus Midiraitza and he has to pay Kanas. Then Echanami, Midiraitza, it's only Baal first. Loi Baal, it's only like Midrabonin, the Makis Mardis, that means only Midrabonin.